Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge. WGN.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
6:39 a.m. Friday, July 23rd. It was hazy and hot in Chicago. I was working the early morning shift at radio station WGN. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live in the city. When they get hungry, we go to work. Good morning, Lieutenant.
Good morning. You know, I realized this week our age is showing. Somebody came up to me, one of these young police officers, and said, "Hey, how come when you go on the radio, it says that the names have changed to protect the innocent, but you use your real name?" And I'm like, "Really? You don't know what that..."
They never saw Dragnet?
That's because they're kids. Yeah. They don't understand.
Well, we've got to take a picture of what you brought in this morning and post it on our webpage, because you have given us some lovely baked goods over the months, but this one, no pun intended, takes the cake.
Yeah, we went a little overboard, you know, for Vivian's last day. As it turns out, the bakery, Chicago Sweet Connection, I went to, apparently she's a friend of the son of the owner. So,
uh-huh. They loaded you up with stuff, huh?
Yeah, so they sent a lot of stuff, which I was really surprised. Guys, like, "Hey, take more.
I'm disappointed I didn't bring in a half gallon of milk this morning.
Yeah, you need it.
We can get some for you, Steve. Yeah, our executive producer, Vivian Leneux, is leaving us. That's what they do. They love me and they leave me, you know, and then they never speak to me again. But it's part of showbiz here. So I don't know even how to describe these cakes and cupcakes that you brought in. They're big and shiny. Let's just say that.
Yeah, there's there's a strawberry cheesecake over there, and then there's a bunch of these little finger cakes. There's like strawberry mousse and the cannoli cake, and there's an almond one and chocolate mousse.
I've never seen cupcakes that big. I thought what you brought in last week was like a pie, but this is even larger.
Yeah, these aren't cupcakes. They're just small versions of their cakes.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, these are the things that when you go and you take the kids to the bakery and they're looking in at all the window at all these beautiful things there, and these are the kind of the little bit more expensive ones, and you tell them, "No, get a cookie."
Now, this place, as I understand it, is also a wholesaler.
Yeah, and it was actually really interesting. I was talking to Tom this morning when I was picking this stuff up. Tom Kialis is the owner, and they deliver to five states. All the states, Illinois, and all the states surrounding Illinois, and you know, I said, so where do you send them? Restaurants and stores? Mm-hmm. He goes, "Yeah, restaurants, stores, and hospitals," which amazed
really?
Me. I never think of when you're in the hospital, you have baked goods, you know, but apparently they do. They deliver to a lot of hospitals, and
well, I'd get well quickly if I had some of these things. So I guess people could go online and order from this place, huh?
Yeah, and It's one of the nice things about going to these. It has a small bakery storefront, but the back, the kitchens and everything is huge because they do a lot of sending out stuff. They're constantly going all night long, and it's one of those places where if you want a birthday cake or something decorated, you should order in advance. But they have almost everything all the time when they're open. If you go there during the open, you can get almost everything they serve because they're always making stuff. And so, I mean, that's actually very interesting. The last few weeks, we've been saying, "Listen, these places sell out fast. They only make enough for the day. So, if you really want to make sure you get it, order it in advance." And you should always do that. You should always order in advance if you want something special. But Chicago Sweet Connections usually has everything that they make all day long.
I bet it smells good in there.
Yeah, it smells. The whole neighborhood smells good.
5569, is that right? 5569 Northwest Highway.
Right at Northwest Highway, just south of Bryn Mawr, and in the 16th District up there on Beat 1622. For those of you keeping score.
And now, I'm not a big coffee cake guy, but you say they have great coffee cake.
Yeah, I you know, I love coffee cake. One of my fondest memories, every Sunday we used to, my sisters and I used to be forced to walk to the bakery, the old Hex Bakery, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And get coffee cake on Sunday morning after church. So it was, you know, that's it's being forced to do it on Sunday after being forced to go to church on Sunday morning was a
is your reward.
Yeah, because it was also, I mean, did you just think back at these things that you were forced to do when you were a kid, and now they're fond memories.
Sure.
And the coffee cakes at Chicago Sweet Connection are, I mean, they're every Sunday morning. People are coming from St. Tars or whatever they're calling it this.
No. That's your area. I'm not sure.
And they come.
I can tell you about Albany Park.
Yeah. This place also really took over. We used to have Gladstone Park Bakery, which was a really good one. That closed down about 10, 15 years ago. And this place kind of picked up the slack, so all the neighbors go there. I live in the neighborhood, so all the neighbors are telling me what's good.
Sure. And not that cops like donuts, but how are they?
They're pretty good. I have to say, I mean, I love almost everything at there. There's the donuts are standard donuts. They're not the one like the ones we've had in the past, but they're pretty good. The thing about Chicago Sweet Connection is they make butter cookies like a lot of bakeries do.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and if you're going to go out and get butter cookies, you should go to Chicago Sweet Connection because it's the only bakery that I've been to in the past couple months that hasn't raised the prices of butter cookies yet. Butter cookies, this inflation that's going through, has really hit some of the baking segments hard. For some reason, butter cookies use stuff that's gone way up in price. Every bakery I've been to lately, the butter cookies have gone up. But so far, Chicago Sweet Connection hasn't raised the prices yet. So hurry out there before they realize that.
5569 North Northwest Highway. WGN. Back with Lieutenant David Haynes, the food police, on Friday. So you had some good fried chicken this week, huh?
I did, yeah. Sorry, staying in the 16th.
You got a chicken bone stuck in your throat? did the police know the Heimlich maneuver, by the way? Are you trained?
Yes, we are.
Can you do it on yourself?
Yeah, you're supposed to jam your stomach right into the desk here. So staying in the 16th district and on the same beat, 1622 North Branch Fried Chicken at 5481 North Northwest Highway. So you can go get some fried chicken and take a walk to kind of walk it off, and then end up getting really good cake. But
yeah, right, because you're close to the Chicago Sweet Connection.
Yeah, my new partner, Lieutenant Roy Isaacson, suggested this place, and it's so it's fried chicken. It's really good fried chicken because it's very lightly battered fried chicken, which is interesting. It's almost to the point where, you know, have you ever had that broasted chicken?
Yep. And it's healthier.
It's almost the same thing, but it does have breading on it. It is fried, but it's not overwhelming. You're not going to be tasting the batter more than the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it in such a way that it's very crispy, and on the inside it's very moist, and you know, they do it good every time. I've eaten there several times. And so they have the fried chicken, and they also, you can order it by the pieces or part of a meal, and they have sides like cheesy potatoes and stuff, and they also make their own barbecue sauce. They have a Windy City barbecue sauce and a mustard barbecue sauce, which is like.
Did you try them both?
I tried the Windy City barbecue sauce.
Yeah, good, huh?
Yeah, it's really good. You know, once you find one you like, I don't mix flavors too much. So
right, and this place has specials. You say right?
They do. I always see them on Facebook. The neighbors are talking about, like, if they have. Sometimes they have daily specials. There's daily specials, but sometimes they have just unusual things when the chefs decide to make a special. So they have smoked ribs every once in a while.
So it's more than just chicken.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they have burgers too. I think I wrote in my notes.
Oh, the Monster Triple! I want to hear about that.
Yeah. So they I was going to say, even though their specialty is fried chicken, they support families with contradictory teenage girls by having good burgers as well. That was a little personal aside there for my daughter, who's probably not up listening yet. But
you'll tell her about it.
But you know, hey, we're going to a fried chicken place. What do you want? Cheeseburger? All right.
I know. I've been there. So this big hamburger, this $19 hamburger, you didn't try that, did you?
No. There's only so far my wife will let me go. But yeah, so they have these nice cheeseburgers, and they're fresh made cheeseburgers, including the triple cheeseburger, which is. I didn't ask, but it looked like 3/4 of a pound of meat on it.
Share that with the family.
Yeah. And they have chicken sandwiches. It's same chicken as the pieces. They battered the same way and fried the same way.
Sounds good.
They have a catfish po' boy.
Ooh, I love catfish.
Yeah.
And can't get that everywhere. North Branch Fried Chicken, 5481 West Northwest Highway.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get the news here at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. First, we have food and restaurant news, and I have a couple of messages for you, Lieutenant, a couple of texts and emails. Hey, Bob, can you tell Lieutenant Haynes that I say he should try Smitty's on the corner in St. Charles?
There, oh, okay. I'll give this to you. I'm looking for some suburban
food. All right, here you go. And then an email from Jim. Could you please ask the lieutenant if he knows when King's Number 2 is going to reopen at Milwaukee and Foster? What's King's Number 2?
No.
Do you know that place?
I don't know that place.
That sounds like...
Oh, King's Number... King's.
Is that the Gyros?
I misheard you.
Is that the Gyros place?
Well, they have... King's Number 2 is everything. And it looks like it's... I drive by it every day, and it looks like they're about to open. They remodeled the whole place. But they have everything. They have... anything from Greek chicken to gyros to hot dogs, and it's one of those places. All right, it's one of those places in your 20s where after you've been out for a night of drinking and you think that you can eat a hot dog and it'll soak up all the alcohol in your belly, which doesn't work, by the way. So call an Uber. But that's where we get all the drunk 20-somethings at 3 o'clock in the morning go to King's. But they have great food. They have great food at King's.
What an endorsement!
I'm a little worried about King's because as they open, they look like they're brand new. They redid everything. They had this grill that was at least 100 years old, it seemed like. But also the cooks, at least at night, looked like they were also 100 years old. So I'm a little worried if they're coming back because right, they were really good.
We'll follow up on that. Yeah. What else do you have for restaurant news?
Zia's Trattoria, for those and I'm kind of sticking up in the northwest side, Zia's Trattoria, which is a great restaurant up in Edison Park, either lost their lease or their rent went up, so they're moving to the old Iron Horse at 6158 Northwest Highway. And I'm so glad to see a great restaurant go into the Iron Horse because it's a great old building. It used to be a postal sorting facility, so they have the old giant skylights with the black iron on it.
Nice.
It's a beautiful building, and I'm looking forward to that. It's supposed to be open next month.
By the way, Haleo, J-A-L-E-O, the highly anticipated restaurant by chef and humanitarian Jose Andres, is open now. In Chicago, and that's supposed to be a great spot, 500 North Clark.
Oh, good. We talked about that when they were starting to announce it.
Yep.
Wherewithal is reopening at 3472 North Elston. They have a new head chef, Taylor Plashanhansky, and she's running the kitchen, and owned by a couple of Beard Award winning chefs, and they hire the new chef while they work on their new restaurant. So
Wherewithal, all right.
Wherewithal, yeah, it's good, great restaurant on Elston.
And can I mention Andy?
You know, I usually tell Dave this just to kind of, you know, get you up to speed. I was watching the semifinals of the World Cornhole Championship TV this weekend. So the World Championships is coming up next week. You guys might want to cover that. So,
Andy, put that on your assignment list.
There you go. Dave, cover cornhole.
See you next Friday, Lieutenant.
Hey, let's be careful out here.